Cuba and much more. Today is Thursday, November 9, 2023. Cuba is strongly condemned at the 42nd UNESCO General Conference Israel's bombings on the Palestinian civilian population in the Gaza Strip and advocated for a two-state solution. In a speech at the forum's general policy debate, Cuban Minister of Education Naima Ariadne Trujillo condemned the bombings on Gaza, one of the most densely populated territories on the planet, where homes, hospitals, and civil infrastructure have been destroyed. She described as dantesque the humanitarian catastrophe that the Palestinian people are experiencing. The Cuban minister stressed Cuba's demand of a broad, just, and lasting solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict and supported, on behalf of Cuba, the call by United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization, and in particular by its Director General Audrey Azoulay, to prioritize international dialogue, cooperation, and solidarity before differences and political conflict. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz highlighted on occasion of its 62nd anniversary the Border Brigade in eastern Cuban province of Guantanamo, holder of the Antonio Maceo Order. Marrero acknowledged on his sixth account the worth of the men and women who make up the Border Brigade of the Revolutionary Armed Forces and that jealously guard the territories surrounding the illegal Guantanamo naval base, faithful defenders of the homeland. This Eastern Army unit protects the border perimeter with the illegal Guantanamo naval base installed there 120 years ago by the United States after the signing of the Naval and Coal Bases Lease Treaty in 1903. It is currently kept occupied against the Cuban people's will and in violation of the most basic standards of international law. The Cuban province of Matanzas will host from November 17 to 19 the third edition of the Varadero 2023 Aerosports Festival under the auspices of the Cuban Aviation Club. As stated in a press conference by the president of the club and hero of the Republic, René González, the event will have the participation of four teams, namely MGM Mutu, Guajirito, Araelec, and the information technology company belonging to BioCuba Pharma, who will compete against each other in skydiving, free flight, model airplanes, and paramotoring. González explained that the four participating teams respond to the name of the companies that sponsor the event in search for the promotion of aerial sports practice in Cuba, thus generating income for the country and turning the contest into a popular festival. The president of the club expressed his hope for the competition to become a traditional event, allowing the presentation of national and foreign aerial activities while maintaining connection with tourism. Cuba denounced at UNESCO the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba by the United States and considered it the fundamental impediment to the country's development. The Caribbean island expressed appreciation for the support of UNESCO to counteract the impact of this unjust policy. Its contribution has come through timely and responsible cooperation in all areas of the organization's competence, the Cuban representative stated at the general policy debate of the 42nd General Conference of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization. The Cuban official took advantage of the multilateral meeting to acknowledge the international community for its overwhelming support at the UN General Assembly for a resolution that reflects the necessity for Washington to end its blockade of more than six decades. A week ago, 187 UN member states voted in favor of Cuba's resolution for the 31st time since 1992. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.